Maseches Meisers, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Hakoyvesh, Hashoyleg, Hashoylek, Hamoylech, Basada. Someone who pickles or stews or salts his produce. Chayiv, he is chayiv in Meiser, creates a chayiv Meiser, because this is considered like he's cooking it. And that would be kavei a chayiv Meiser. Chamein ba'adama, someone who takes his vegetables, what they would do is sometimes they would have fruits and vegetables that they would bury in the ground. When it wasn't cooked fully yet, then they would actually bury it in the ground so that it can heat up a little bit and become more cooked. But in that case, he's going to be putter from Meister because that's not really cooking anything. So it would be mucha to eat achilas arai without taking off Meister. Hametabil ba'asada, someone who takes his produce and he dips it into salt. So whereas before we were talking about if he salts something, but here we're not talking about when he salts it, you're just talking about that he takes his vegetables and he just dips it into a little bit of salt or brine or something like that, and then he eats it, that he could do, and he'll be putter from taking off Meiser, because just dipping something into salt, for example, does not create a chiyuv of Meiser. What if someone squeezes olives, in order for the bitterness to come out? So he's trying to improve the quality, but putter, he's going to be putter from Meiser. Hasoichet, someone who squeezes zesim al basari, he squeezes the zesim on his flesh, on his skin, in order to shmir on his skin, he's putter from taking off Meiser, even if he would want to eat the shemen, even if he would want to eat the oil, because that doesn't create a chi of Meiser by squeezing it out. But if he would squeeze the zesim, and then he would put it into his hand, so he's squeezing the zesim, puts it into the palm of his hands, then he would be chayiv take off Meiser, because that's as if he's taking the shemen and putting it into a small pit, a bar katan. So therefore, this squeezing would create a chiyuv of Meiser. Hamekape latavshil. If someone would, now we're talking about wine. So if someone skims wine from the husks or the kernels that was put in a cold dish, then you're going to be putter. And we say a cold dish because if it was a hot dish, then a boiling dish would, in itself, the act of boiling would create the chiyuv of Meiser, because it would be boiling it. But here we're talking about when he put it in a cold dish. So in that case, it's going to be putter. La kedera, but if he would skim it off when it's in a pot, when it's put in an empty pot, then he's going to be chayiv, because chayiv, the Mishnah says, Meshu kibar katan, because that's already considered like it's a bar katan. That's already a more permanent type of action that you're taking, where you're putting it into an empty pot. That shows that it's more permanent, and therefore it would create a chiyuv of Meiser. Mishnah Beis. Tinoikes tamnu te'enim l'shabbos. Tinoikes, children that they hid or they put away te'enim to eat on Shabbos. So they went into the field, and it was still not roye p'nei habayis. It still didn't even come into the house yet. But v'shaklu la'asrom. But they forgot to take off Meiser on Erev Shabbos. Now, the halacha is that Shabbos koveh asla Meiser. Shabbos is koveh a Meiser automatically. So in this case, where the children, they gathered these te'enim to eat on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, but they forgot to take off Meiser. They didn't take off Meiser, but we see that since they were hitting it, they were saving it for Shabbos, that proves what they wanted for it, that they wanted it for Shabbos. And again, since Shabbos is Kaveh L'Meiser, lo yoichlu, you can't even eat from it in Achilas Arai, you can't eat from it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says further, L'matzah Shabbos ad she ya'asru, you can't even eat on a matzah Shabbos until you take off Meiser. Because, again, since Shabbos is kaveh for Meiser, it's going to be usher to eat until your mafer trumas and Meiser is from it. And the Mishnah Dafka says, Tinoikos, to tell you the chiddush, that even though that we see the machshava of the tinoikis is for eating on Shabbos, even though you would think it's just a tinoikis, but since it's recognizable from their actions, so we can see what this food is for. And Shabbos, again, is kaveh achiyav meiser. Kalkala Shabbos, what if you have a basket of Paris, which is set aside special for Shabbos. So if you'd want to eat from them in Achilas Arai before Shabbos comes, Erev Shabbos, you want to have a little bit from this basket of Shabbos that you prepared for Shabbos. Beshamay Paitrim. Beshamay says that you're a putter from taking Meiser, because Dafka on Shabbos itself, it would be usher to eat from the Paris, even Achilas Arai, if you didn't separate Meiser. But on Erev Shabbos, even though the fruit was already set aside for Shabbos, it would be mutter to eat from an Achilas Arai without taking off Meiser. Beisol mechayven, but Beisol would say that you're chayiv to take off Meiser right away, because since it was miyached for Shabbos, since it was already set aside for Shabbos, so it has a certain prestige to it, so right away, it's kaveya chi of Meiser right away, and it will be usher to eat from it even before Shabbos comes. Rabbi Huda says, even if you gathered fruits into a basket to send to your friend, nothing to do with Shabbos, you're just gathering fruits to send to someone else, you can't eat from this basket even in Achilas Arai Ad Sheyaser until you take off Meiser. Again, because a similar reason, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda is saying this over here, is because since you were miyached to send to a friend, so it comes out that there's a certain prestige, a certain chashivas over here, and that is kaveh a chi of Meiser, and it's just like the Kalkala's Shabbos, that even though you didn't send it yet, still it was already set aside for this purpose, and therefore would be usher to eat from it until you actually take off Meiser.